Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast. Another daily edition coming at you here on this K-State Podcast, where we talk all things Kansas State sports. Cross country, folks, got in the news late last week. As the K-State men's and women's cross teams won the all-academic team distinctions going back to last Thursday from the U.S. Track and Field and Cross Country Coaches Association for the third consecutive year. Heck yes, or hell yeah, for those student-athletes on a cross-country team. Of course, some of those boys and girls are on the track and field team as well, which wrapped up the Texas Tech multi-opens, which, of course, we're going to talk about that at some point this week on the podcast as well. So if you're not subscribed already to True P Podcast, I always say you better do that right now. In order to qualify for the all-academic teams, must have a cumulative GPA of a 3.0, which applied to 465 programs. The women's team earned a Big 12 best 3.83 GPA, and the men earned a 3.46 GPA there as well. Stephen Kelhoffner, that's the name you should be familiar with on this podcast. You've been following us from last semester, or even early this year for that matter. Stephen Kelhoffner was the only K-State Wildcat to also claim the title of All-American, All-Academic Athlete. Wow! Three A's in there. Alliteration right there. All-Academic Athlete along with 123 others, including 14 inside the Big 12. Again, for those of you who don't know, in order to qualify for this All-Academic Athlete, student-athletes must have a cumulative GPA of a 3.25 and finish in the top 25 in the NCAA Regional Championships, which Kelhoffner did that back last semester, 22nd in the Midwest Regionals with a personal best 30 minutes and 6 seconds back in November 11th in Columbia, Missouri. Only five programs had earned a higher GPA than K-State's women. Georgia State had the highest at almost a 4.0, 3.99 exactly. The Panthers earning that distinction for the second straight year in a row. The Vanderbilt men's team had the highest with a 3.77 there as well. Six Big 12 schools had both their men's and women's teams on that list. Others that joined K-State on that list included Texas Tech, Texas, Oklahoma State, Oklahoma, KU, and Baylor. Northern Arizona men's were named the Scholar Team of the Year after capturing the NCAA championships and maintaining a 3.3 GPA this over the past semester. NC State was on the women's side as well. They won the Scholar Team of the Year as well by winning the NCAA championships on the cross-country side and in the classroom by scoring a 3.68 cumulative GPA there as well. But hey, for our cat, Stephen Kelhoffner, Mr. All-Academic Athlete, congratulations to you, Stephen, on getting that done. Wow, you've had a tremendous little stretch here going. You get top 25 in the Midwest Regionals. Again, this was last semester. If you're with us on this podcast, I talked about that on a daily. So find that, check it out, download it, subscribe to the Pro Project Podcast, wherever you get your podcast, do it. And now, a month later, we're almost into February as I'm sitting here recording this podcast here. So we're going to be ending in February here very, very shortly as I'm sitting here recording this podcast on Tuesday night, the final day in January. Look, Stephen Kelhoffner getting it done. I have talked about done my praises on this podcast about, obviously, what volleyball has done in the classroom. Soccer team, the women's soccer team, what they did last semester as well. And this just adds to that achievement list here for K-State athletes, student athletes in the classroom right there. Congratulations out to cross-country phenom Stephen Kelhoffner. And he, by the way, is on the track team right now. indoor track team right now. He's doing his thing, doing his best, I believe. I want to say the 3,000 meters, if I'm not mistaken there as well. So the Cal Hofner keeps the good times rolling in the classroom there. All academic athlete for Kansas State cross country, representing the men's cross country team. The Pearl Project Podcast. Again, if you're not new to the show, we thank you for your support. I probably say that did not come out right. If you've been following us for a while on the Pearl Project Podcast, we thank you again for continually showing your support of the Triple P Podcast. Make sure you tell your friends and family. Also, tell you if you have a fellow student, obviously, that loves K-State. Well, they should if they're going to Kansas State, obviously. But if you have others outside of Manhattan that love K-State, that live in Kansas City or other places out there, Milwaukee, things like that, or Fort Worth, Texas, make sure you tell them about this podcast right here. And if you have a question for us, my DM is open. If you want to be part of the show, this is your opportunity. This is what we're trying to do here. We're trying to interactive listeners onto this podcast. You have a question, you want to have an opportunity to be on a future weekly podcast of the Pro Project Podcast, your question with myself and Alex Aiden, my co-host, at Eddie_EG3 is the handle. Again, at Eddie_EG3 is the handle. That's going to do it on this cross country in the classroom edition, the PPPD edition of the podcast, the Purple Project Podcast. Eddie Greer, go Cats. Stay tuned for more coverage of K-State sports here as we enter the month of February. Go Cats.